we've entered an age in which we can't afford to look away, or even to blink, for better and for worse. Every choice a studio makes in terms of its casting or choice of director for a specific movie, every report of inappropriate or outright illegal behavior by a male power player, every time it comes to light that a woman has been paid less than a man for the same work, thanks to social media, almost nothing can be hidden anymore. This new era in Hollywood is largely about self-scrutiny. Men are asking, have I ever done or am I currently doing anything that could be construed as abusive or inappropriate? Men and women are asking if they've done all they can to widen opportunities for people of color. Suddenly, everyone is nervous about practically everything, asking questions about what needs to change. This degree of scrutiny is a double-edged sword. While, say, having more women and people of color as filmmakers and screenwriters means that a wider range of stories will be told, the notion that every idea needs to be run through a filter to make sure it's completely fair and inoffensive to everyone isn't the best way to make art. But this new era demands that we feel uncomfortable. It's the only way to change all the things we've become too comfortable with, and thank God that Hollywood at least recognizes that it has reached a crossroads. Changes in Hollywood thinking have the potential to change American thinking. Decisions that get made in the coming year will affect not just the movies we see in 2019 and 20, but also how movies get made for decades to come. Right now, at least some of the plain-spokenness and human compassion that so many people in this country are wishing for and not getting in Washington is coming from Hollywood. The new Hollywood that today's progressive thinkers are driving toward, a place where the voices of women and minorities are heard and valued, where white men don't hold all the power and make all the money, is a kind of mini-utopian America. That by itself is cause for optimism, and as energizing as Oprah's Golden Globe speech was, she doesn't have to run for president to foment change. At a point where so many people feel so hopeless about the direction we're headed in as a country, Hollywood is striving to improve its own governance. Maybe, in leading by example, it can force a shift in America's.